You are so impressive. Can I just say that? Yeah, I can say that. You are so impressive. I had people yesterday come up to me, "Oh, Julie, you're doing such a good job." I said, "I didn't do much of anything. It's the congregation. It's the people of the congregation." Seriously, I did not do a lot. Mike did a lot, but I didn't do a lot. And I want to say thank you from my heart, and thank you from all the people who kept saying, "Wow, this is going so well. You guys are really good at this." But I don't think we'll be repeating that anytime soon. I want to give a special shout out to Ginger Eckert. Yay! Because at the board meeting at which this was decided that we would do this, people at the board said, "Yeah, but only if Ginger will lead us." Oh, it was a great day.
Really?
Yes. It was a glorious day, she said, yes. And you were proud of this congregation, yeah. Uh-huh. It was also Robin's first experience doing a regional event, so that was, you actually did the event. You didn't just show up. I would like all of you who were here yesterday just to raise your hand. Just to raise your hand and look around at who doesn't have their hand raised, because I'm going to give you an assignment in a minute. Or less than a minute. I'm going to give you an assignment right now. And I'm going to ask for, you can put your hand down now, to think of a glorious moment. I'm going to continue on this theme. A glorious moment yesterday, and tell someone who didn't get to be here that glorious moment. All right. And I also want to give a shout out to Rod Witte, who is here with us with the pension fund. We are part of his territory, and he was here yesterday. And he's been with the pension fund now just 6 months, he said. So that this was his one of your first. First in this region. So welcome to First Christian Church and the Pacific Southwest region. And thank you for the ministry you do on our behalf with the pension fund. Much appreciated. So go find someone whose hand wasn't up and tell them one glorious thing you saw, experienced yesterday, okay? Oh, raise your hand. Mike's giving me advice. Raise your hand if you were not here so they can see you and find you. So you're going to have to fight over these people, okay? Because so you may have to find someone who was here. So go ahead. I'll give you a few minutes to do that. Okay. Oh, I set the timer for, I thought for 3 minutes, and it, I set it for 1 hour and 3 minutes. Yeah, that's not right. Okay. I want to reflect on the scripture for just a little while before we move forward into the rest of the service. And the story of the people of Egypt, people of Israel, Moses has these one-on-ones, these individual meetings with God in the tent, in God's tent. And it is said that Moses, his face shone so brightly that his face had to be veiled from being in the presence of God. So this is an interesting story in that it's a different memory of the way in which God and Moses interact with one another. Don't look at me, because no one sees the face of God and lives. It's going to be too overwhelming, too much for you. And but you can see me after I pass by. And I have to confess that when I read this passage, I think, yeah, the backside of God. Sorry, but that's the first thing you can see the backside of God. We see God after God passes by. And so often in our lives, it is when we are looking back, the retrospective, that we see the presence of God in our lives. Sometimes it's too hard in the moment to experience, to see. We're overwhelmed or whatever, distracted. But when we look in our rearview mirror of life, we oh, I can see where you were, God. I can see where you were. One of the deepest longings I have is for people to encounter the living God. I don't know what that feels like for you as an individual. I can't tell you what that feels like for you, how you know that. I've had people tell me they have a feeling of God. People have said, I don't know why it always surprises me when we talk about, when have you do you feel like you've experienced the presence of God? Oh, in the sanctuary. Really? Well, okay. I don't know why that surprises me, but it does. I have experienced the presence of God in this sanctuary. I experienced the presence of God at Appleton Chapel this last week in Cambridge when we went to morning prayers at Memorial Church while we were visiting David. Oh my gosh, God showed up in a big, big way for me in those moments of prayer and music. Sometimes we're surprised by the presence of God, and sometimes we cultivate that space inside where God dwells inside us. And that takes some patience and some time to cultivate. I know when I do, I am a much better person for it. I feel like I'm living from a place of greater compassion and grace for myself and for the people around me. And I have a much better sense of humor. I don't take things so seriously. That's a real clue to me that if I'm taking things too seriously, I'm holding life too tightly, and I am not allowing myself to experience the presence of God in the moment. I don't know what that feels like for you. That's your work. That's part of your spiritual work. And I long for you to experience the presence of God in a moment, not only in the rearview mirror, but when we look back in that rearview mirror, in that retrospective where we've seen God pass by, maybe as we practice and rehearse those memories, we can experience the presence of God a little bit more in the moment, in the day to day, when we need to be supported, when we need to be carried, when we need to be encouraged. and to know that we are not alone in the universe. There was a 24-year-old, formerly uneducated French woman who's now been declared a doctor of the church. I can't tell you her name right now because it's not on my piece of paper for some reason. Meaning that her teaching is now trustworthy. She wrote that something like this, that we know God by participation in God. Gospel holiness has nothing to do with moral achievements or the elimination of defects. It is entirely about receiving God's free gift of compassion, mercy, and forgiveness. We know God by participation in God. I continue to long for each one of you and people I don't know that they might experience the divine love, presence of God. I believe that transforms us and transforms our world into a more beautiful, more compassionate, and kind place. Let's pray together. Settle in beside us, God. Settle in next to us. Give us courage to reach out to the hand of our brother Jesus, who desires to lead us more fully into your grace and your presence, that we may know your glory and share it abundantly. Help all of us in each in our own way to know your presence sometime in the days that lie ahead. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite you to stand with me as you're able and sing this lovely, lovely hymn, I Was There to Hear Your Morning Cry, such a testament of God's presence with us throughout our entire life.